Peter Wakefield is the Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia and joins us now. Peter, good morning. How much is the Wisbeach Rail project needed, do you think?
Good morning. Well, Wisbeach is a part of Cambridgeshire. It's one of the largest settlements in Cambridgeshire. In fact, you know, on some basis, it's after Cambridge and Peterborough, if we include Peterborough. It's the largest town. Now, can we imagine Peterborough, Huntingdon, St Neots, Cambridge, Ely, Littleport even, Whittlesea, without a railway station? And yet we have Wisbeach, with nigh on 40,000 people, 7 miles adrift from the national network. And we've been trying to get this, and the county, the combined authority, has been trying to get this link put back in for many years, and yet we spent hundreds of thousands of pounds on report after report. All the reports come out saying it's viable, it would pay its way and all the rest of it, to link Wisbeach with March, Ely and above all Cambridge, and then also Peterborough on the existing network. Cambridge is one of the fastest growing economies, regional economies in the country. It's overheating. It needs places like Wisbeach to spread some of the growth down into, just as the railway does to other market towns around the county. It's absolutely fundamental to the economy and growth of the county in a sustainable way.
Peter, just listening to you, you sound a bit fed up by the speed, if you like, of the progress of the project. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely fed up. I think everybody is. The councillors at the combined authority meeting you referred to are absolutely fed up. And we've got people like Network Rail who constantly seem to be dragging their feet, wanting consultation after consultation. We know it's viable because all the consultations say it is viable, and yet we're having yet another one, and everybody's obviously fed up with the whole process.
Have you spoken to many people in the community of Wisbeach? Do they feel disconnected from the rest of the county?
Over the years we have done, of course. It's Fenland Council, District Council, have conducted reports, more consultations in Wisbeach, where it's the number one requirement of the people who live in Wisbeach. I've got lots of people I know in Wisbeach, and everybody finds that it's so frustrating not to have a direct link every hour or every half hour into Cambridge and ultimately into Peterborough by the railway.
And you mentioned 40,000 people. I mean, that's a lot of people who are going to be feeling disconnected. Peter, paint a picture for me of what you think could or should happen. We mentioned the options: conventional rail, tram, train service, light rail. What would you like to see?
Well, one of the things that Network Rail obsess about are the number of level crossings between March and Wisbeach. There are, I think, about 6 road crossings, which are standard roads across the railway. And it being in the Fens, of course, you would expect level crossings. We don't have hills and so on, and cuttings and embankments to go under, cuttings to go over the railway. So, you know, it's not unsurprising we have level crossings in our neck of the woods. There's a new technology called tram train, and they're introducing it in a big way in South Wales, on the South Wales Metro. And one of the many Network Rail reports says that tram train would be really good idea for Wisbeach and other routes in the area, like down to Haverhill. Wisbeach, it would be a sort of tram. And we were against this sort of technology at first because we didn't quite understand the high quality it could be. And the tram train network in South Wales is a really high quality vehicle, which works as a tram on gets rid of some of the problems of level crossings. It can work into the town centre in Wisbeach, maybe over the roads even.
Breakfast with everything.
And then act as a train, a high quality train into Cambridge or into Peterborough. So it's a hybrid technology, a high quality one, which after all these years, 50 years, Wisbech has been waiting for its railway, a high quality solution to introduce into Wisbech. Wisbech deserves it after all this time of waiting around for its railway to be restored.
Okay, Peter, we've got to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. Peter Wakefield, Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia.